Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So humor, above all, requires the truth. So, of course, most real comedy has been banned for the last year. It's one of the many casualties of totalitarian liberalism. One of the few places you can still find humor is a website called the Babylon Bee. And here was their contribution yesterday. Quote, woman escapes the patriarchy to find freedom in grueling 80-hour work week. Local business analyst Abby Staunton, the piece begins, has finally escaped the shackles of the patriarchy to find freedom and worth in an 80-hour work week, working for an overbearing boss. This is true happiness, said Staunton as she sat through her fourth meeting of the day discussing first quarter sales figures for Melcorp Corporation. My feminist ancestors fought so I could answer to 12 different middle managers in a thankless job before going home to an empty apartment and drinking wine. I have reached the pinnacle of womanhood. Yes, the piece explains, Staunton's job is awful and pointless, and sometimes she is sexually harassed, but, quote, at least she doesn't have to live a boring life of housemaking with a husband and kids. I don't want all that domestic suburban bliss, because that's not feminist, she said aloud, as she daydreamed about being barefoot in the kitchen with a rich lumberjack husband. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to read you the cover sheets on these TPS reports before my boss threatens to fire me again, end quote. Now, it's funny because it's completely real. The most important thing young women can do with their lives, says Sheryl Sandberg and so many other CEOs, is work for a soulless public company maximizing shareholder value. Give us everything, they promise, and you'll be free. It's weird how much modern feminism has begun to sound like corporate propaganda. Talk about oppressing women.
Welcome, everybody. That was Tucker Carlson, not Kevin Jackson, but he's talking about one of my favorite sites, the Babylon Bee. And that is a spoof site that makes fun of leftism. It's what it is. That site was actually cited as being fake news when they tell you up front, we are a spoof site. We make this stuff up. But what the problem that Facebook or Twitter or whoever decided that they were going to give them a ding them. Is that these guys are always going after the stupid policies of leftism, which is what the late night comics and everybody should be doing. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. We were similar to that at the beginning, but I didn't want to be completely fake. I have a buddy you guys used to remember, Blake Grantham, would be on the show, and Blake would talk about Unconfirmed Breaking News, which is his website. It was completely made up from the minds of Blake, from the mind, rather, of Blake. He only has one. And it was hysterical. He just made stuff up. And he's very talented at that kind of stuff. His mind works differently than most. You might also remember The Onion. And again, another spoof site. But making fun of things, but giving it enough of a reality to where it gets under the skin of the left. So in this case, Tucker was talking about feminism, but he could have been talking about blacks. Look, let me tell you, there is no amount of give that you can give to feminists, that you can give to blacks, that you can give to the LGBT community that will satisfy them unless you got rid of whites, you got rid of men, and you got rid of heterosexuals. There is no limit. As long as there is one white person left in America, you can bet the 99.99999% of non-whites will target that white person until they're gone. And then when that person's gone, they'll figure out what else to complain about. That is what the left does. So as I mentioned, Babylon Bee gets banned. Because they are a fake news site when they tell you we're fake. But it got me thinking, what else? What else is the left not allowing to be discussed? I'd love to get your opinions about this. Tell me something that you go, Kevin, you can no longer talk about this. For example, you can no longer talk about voter fraud. The only context you can talk about voter fraud is voter disenfranchisement by Republicans. A la Georgia, right? And look at anything that Georgia did. We want to clean up our voter rolls. We want to make sure that everybody is legally registered to vote, et cetera. Everything they did makes nothing but common sense. It's what you would do to preserve an election. And what do these guys do? Oh, well, that's disenfranchisement. Black people, this is black people. They use us. I'm saying us being black folks, but they use people in general for whatever their nefarious needs are. YouTube asked me to take a poll. Get this. They said, we'd like you to take a poll. Please tell us, what is your ethnicity? And they give you a choice to say, you can choose your ethnicity. I mean, literally, there's, do you want to choose one? In other words, there's black, white, Latino, whatever. Do you choose to be a different one, or do you just not want to tell us? I didn't want to tell us. And they said, will you tell us why you don't want to tell us? Nope. Are you a male or a female? I put male. They said, are you a then the choices there were cisgender, non-binary, etc. Then the next one was, are you LGBT? I said, I prefer not to say. And at the end of it, it says, do you want us to give you specific things on YouTube to fit your checkbox? And I said, no, I don't. Just giving you an idea of what's going on. But let's go back. I want to ask you, what are you not able to talk about? You know what the media won't talk about? They won't talk about Muslim attackers. Remember that massive shooting that happened in Boulder, Colorado? Can you imagine where that story would be if it had been a white Confederate flag carrying, you know, dude from Georgia? Oh my God, if he was from Georgia, what would we be talking about? But that story's disappeared. Do you know there was a knife attacker in Canada? He killed multiple people with a knife. You want to know what his ethnicity was? He was a Muslim, and he was killing people. He was killing infidels. Story barely got talked about. You know what they won't tell you about? They won't talk about Wu flu recovery rates. They won't give you the real statistics on people dying, and they won't tell you the number of them that are recovering. They won't tell you the number of people who are dying or getting some sort of crazy amount of you know, whatever from the shot. But they'll tell you Johnson & Johnson has pulled its shot. 6 out of 6 million people did blankety blank. So since when did 6 out of 6 million require you to pull something? That's a pretty small percentage. It's not 6 out of 6 million. It's a lot more than that. They don't want to tell you. They won't report on Democrat scoundrels, people doing bad things. They won't report on black criminals. They won't report on white people being killed by police. They won't report on white cops being killed by black perps. They won't report on anything pro-Trump. Give me what you know they won't report about, but let me tell you why they won't do it. Because the truth would absolutely crush them. And what I want to talk about when I get back is how leftism is getting killed all over the world.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I mentioned this knife attacker that happened in Canada, and nobody said a word about it. Here's the article. Cops said multiple victims were knifed both inside and outside a library by a sole attacker. Witness Mary Craver told Global News, "I was in the library community room, and just outside, suddenly we hear yelling, and everyone stopped and stared. Everyone started running out the side door. I started running, too." It has been since reported that a suspect was taken into custody. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police confirmed multiple victims had been injured. Yada, yada, yada. Six people to the hospital. A knife attack. Muslim guy attacking Canadians at the library. I mean, not at a church. I mean, what more do you want? Story gets swept under the rug. Do you know how many of these happen every single day? Do you know how the escalation of this will occur under Joey Demento? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're talking to. I don't want to focus on the knife attacker. I want to focus on leftism in general.
things that are happening, not just in America, but all over the world. Do you think that they're opening up these states, especially these leftist states like Michigan? You think Whitmer's opening this up because she wants to open it? Do you think Ducey in Arizona is opening up the state because he suddenly got this, well, you know, I'm going to thwart the system or whatever? They're all pushing against the administration, against Joe Biden. Yeah, I'm going to tell you why. See, leftism is facing real strong political headwinds. It's an understatement to say that. You want to know what I'm talking about? People are fed up. They're fed up with feminists. They're fed up with the LGBT community. They're fed up with the coddling of black people in America. They're fed up with these special interest groups that think that they are more human than we are. They're fed up with it. And they're rioting. They're fed up with the government telling them what to do. They're fed up with losing their freedoms. If Donald Trump did no other thing during his presidency, he showed the world what leadership looks like, and he showed the world that freedom is what you should covet the most. People walking around with stupid masks on being mandated. Right now, for example, in Arizona, Ducey lifts the mask mandate, and stores are still going, yeah, but we still require it. Let me tell you something. You shouldn't shop at a store that requires a mask mandate. And it should be very vocal that if you lift your mask mandate at your store, we will come into your restaurant. We will spend our money. We will come to your store and spend our money. You keep it in place, we won't do it. What if 80 million, I keep coming back to this, what if 80 million people did it? See, there are these mini revolts, M-I-N-I, mini revolts that can occur that will wake up this country and wake up the world. But see, the world is more woke than you think, and not in that way that we're talking about woke. I'm talking about being woke from woke. More than 180 people were arrested in 10 Dutch cities as protesters defied the curfew and they clashed with police. This was the third night. The story I'm talking about, this is the third night of the Dutch saying enough is enough. Shops in Rotterdam were looted and police used water cannons as rioters resisted the latest COVID restrictions. Prime Minister Mark Rutte condemned criminal violence, and the justice minister said the curfew would remain. The Dutch chief of police said the riots no longer had anything to do with the basic right to demonstrate. Oh, you think it's only black folks that riot and loot? No, it's the Dutch. See, they got poor people over there who want to make a living and who are tired of being locked down too. That's just talking about the Dutch. You ready? London. Dozens of police officers have been injured in more than a week of unrest in Northern Ireland, where anger over the effects of Brexit on the UK region is intersecting with crime and the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. What they're telling you is, in London, and particularly in Northern Ireland, they're just as pissed that they gotta be on lockdown, that they can't make a living, that they gotta wear stupid masks, that they're talking about a shot that has an effectivity rate, a shot that's killing people, a shot that's been recalled, that's been rushed out, that you have no ability to sue the manufacturer if anything goes wrong, that they give you fake statistics on. And meanwhile, what else is going on? What's happening behind the scenes while we deal with all this stuff? They take our eye off the ball. But what I want to tell you is, it's not limited, folks, to you. It isn't just you complaining about this stupid woo-flu scamdemic nonsense. I suggest America grow a pair. Yes, ladies, you too. Grow a pair and start fighting back. Oh, you think that's it? How about this one? Chaos on the streets of Rome as Italians clash with riot police in fury at new COVID lockdowns. Rioters clashed with police in Rome yesterday in a growing wave of discontent over Europe's prolonged lockdown. This is all over Europe. I come back to my question. Do you think Whitmer and Ducey and these other rhinos and these leftists are opening up their states because they, oh, well, it's just the right thing to do? They know what's coming. They're watching the rest of the world. Think about it this way. Leftists are always telling you, well, look at what England has. Look at what London has over its medical care. Look at Canada over its medical care. Oh, you want to talk Canada? You want to talk Canada, white people? Okay, here you go. From the Spectator. While the United States dealt with yet another night of violent rioting in response to a police shooting in Minnesota, riots were also occurring in Montreal for a different reason. Montreal is no stranger to turmoil and rioting, but Sunday's culprits were anti-lockdown protesters, not Quebecois nationalists. The protests were in response to a new 8 p.m. curfew in the city as a result of increased community spread of COVID-19, with dissidents chanting freedom for the young. It seems the French revolutionary spirit has not completely left the Montrealers. Their actions included setting fires and smashing storefronts. There were 7 arrests and over 100 citations for violation of public health rules. I want to stop there for just a second because I want you to understand there's a bigger underlying issue in Canada than you can even imagine. And Trudeau, who is one of these, we're going to do the big reset. That's what he is. He wants to do the big reset where they start giving out universal basic incomes, and government is the reason why you make your money. They are intentionally trying to destroy people's businesses and livelihoods and all over Europe. And also in Canada, and also in America, folks, people are finally waking up. Leftism has met a headwind. That's the point of this. And all you got to do is keep blowing. That little bit of air that comes out of your lungs may be the puff that topples the regime. Because this is a worldwide cabal to destroy capitalism, to destroy any hopes of a democratic republic system of any kind, anywhere. That's what this is about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin will move to closing arguments next week. Judge Peter Cahill addressing the jury after both sides finished presenting evidence.
Next step for you is to listen to closing arguments and then retire for deliberations. That'll occur on Monday.
Chauvin himself choosing not to testify in the case where he's accused of killing George Floyd. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is applauding the plan by President Biden to remove U.S. troops from Afghanistan.
The safety of our troops and the security of the American people must be our priority.
The withdrawal of roughly 3,000 remaining troops in Afghanistan will start on May 1st and should end by early September. Democrats on Capitol Hill introducing a bill that would pack the Supreme Court, adding four members and saying we must get more liberal justices. USA Radio News. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says the U.S. is continuing to monitor a buildup of Soviet troops at the Russia-Ukraine border.
That buildup is now estimated at 80,000 Russian troops. Speaking from NATO headquarters in Brussels, Secretary Lloyd Austin was questioned about the proliferation of Russian troops at the Ukraine border.
We continue to monitor very closely the activity there, and we continue to consult with our partners. As you heard us say earlier this evening, we call upon Russia to cease their provocations and to be more transparent about this recent activity.
Earlier in the week, Secretary Austin announced more U.S. troops will be deployed to Germany to strengthen deterrence in defense of Europe. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
The former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd is invoking his Fifth Amendment right as court began on Thursday. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
CNN got caught cooking the news, cooking the propaganda machine, setting its own narrative as it relates to President Trump. I'm going to talk about that here in a bit. They got caught by Project Veritas. You guys know a lot about that by now, I'm sure. James O'Keefe's team doing a lot of good work. KevinJacksonNetwork.com is what you're listening to, 844-551-8255. Hey, I want to give a shout-out real quick to Alan, I'm not going to say his last name, but back in November, Alan sent the radio show a cashier's check and said, here's the note, love the show. Hope this helps. He gave his number. He says, if you're in the, I won't say where, he says, if you need anything, I'll do my best to accommodate. God bless. Alan, God bless you, man. Thanks for sending that. And thanks for sending a hefty check to help keep us going. We simply can't do it without you guys. So I appreciate that more than you know. And I hope you really sense my sincerity, because I really don't care if it's a dollar or it's $20,000 or whatever it may be. It's such a huge help, and when we get it, here's the reason why it means something when people put it in the mail to me. Not that I don't want you to go and donate and help us electronically, but it shows that you took that time. And what an amazing thing to do. So, Alan, I know you sent this back in November, and we've been remiss in getting back to you, but I do want you to understand that we did get it, and I hope that you get a chance to hear my thanks on the show. Back to Project Veritas and CNN, but I want to go back to this Canadian, these riots, these Wu Flu riots happening all over the world, except in China, because China's open. Yeah, China's partying like rock stars and laughing at us. They're laughing at us because they helped get a buffoon in the big cheat into the White House and take out one of the most productive people on the planet for getting things done for this country. And that should make you, everything I'm going to talk about today, this is true of the show every day, but today in particular, is the game that's being played, being run in Wu Flu, and why Canada doesn't want to open up its borders or open up its economy anymore, and using the Wu Flu as an example to shut things down, to lock things down. And these riots that are happening all over Europe, Greece, Italy, Finland, you name it, they're all saying enough is enough. And you get it when you understand how the media is playing its role in all of this. The media isn't even reporting this. You have to go search for this stuff. Unbelievable. Anyway, going on with Canada, because it's such a big deal, I want you to understand what else is happening besides the riots. It said, in addition to this early curfew, police presence has increased in Montreal's parks to monitor adherence to social distancing and other coronavirus-related restrictions. So I guess they're making sure people wash their hands after they take a poo. Despite the fact that a recent study showed that outdoor transmission of COVID-19 is around 20 times less likely than indoor transmission, Montreal has suffered more in fighting COVID-19 than the rest of Canada, accounting for about 43% of the deaths, but only being 23% of the population. Yet these strict rules are common throughout Canada, as this guy writes. Our northern neighbor has effectively cut itself out from the outside world, with only Canadian citizens and very few foreigners who undergo mandatory quarantine are able to enter the country. Good. If Canada wants to shut itself down, fine. But don't come to the U.S. looking for money. But here's where it goes on to talk about this. And this is where you have to wonder what's going on. Canada has fared better than most of the developed world in terms of COVID-19 deaths, with a per capita rate of that's three times lower than that of the United States. But Canada lags far behind the U.S. when it comes to vaccinations. So get this. They aren't getting as many vaccinations, but they lag three times behind the United States in COVID deaths. Why vaccinate? They said, with only 2% of the population fully vaccinated to compare to about a quarter in the U.S., fears of a new wave have caused the government to tighten restrictions. Yeah, the fear. What could possibly happen with a disease that kills less than 1% of the people and particularly targets older people and people who have underlying conditions? The fear that it might kill some other people. Well, we got to do what the fear. What about the fear of the number of people who are going to die in cars? What about the fear of the number of people who are going to die from, I don't know, smoking? This is unbelievable. It said Statistics Canada recognizes that not all of the country's 14,000 excess mortality deaths in 2020 were due to COVID-19. Substance abuse and, hey, wait for it, leftists, medical delays are the other possible reasons for the increase. Oh, let me help you out, Canada. Maybe suicide? That could have been part of it? This is insanity. They said Canada losses have not come only in terms of life, but in civil liberties. Churches have been particularly hard hit. Are you getting the pattern here, people? They take away your civil liberties. They take away your ability to deal with it through some sort of spirituality. And they essentially knock you down to nothing. He said, churches have been hit. While regulations vary based on province and city, there have been widespread limitations on capacity in indoor churches, social distancing requirements, and health inspections. You guys remember me talking about the WELL Health building? That you have to have the seal of approval? Yeah, that's going to come to churches too. He said the situation in Alberta has been particularly prominent in recent weeks. In Calgary, a Polish-Canadian pastor chased out police when they tried to shut down his church on Easter weekend. A few hours away in Edmonton, Grace Life Church has been met with severe force. The church has been barricaded, put under the control of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. The local health services have shuttered the facility until it can meet arbitrary standards of 15% capacity. In response, Grace Life stated on their website, the science being used to justify lockdown measures is both suspect and selective. In fact, there is no empirical evidence that lockdowns are effective in mitigating the spread of the virus. We are gravely concerned that COVID-19 is being used to fundamentally alter society and strip us of our civil liberties. I couldn't have said it better myself, Pastor. Protesters gathered at the church on Sunday, with some praying and others knocking over the fencing. Good for them. See, the left doesn't want to tell you that the world recognizes this scam. It isn't just us. We live in a bubble sometimes. We think, oh, I'm the only one thinking this way. No, you're not. Millions and millions of people are thinking the way you think. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's government has pushed social welfare spending, stimulus bills, and increased health care spending in response to the pandemic. This is what I'm getting to. Building up a $500 million deficit in Canadian dollars. Once the borders open up, Trudeau plans to use mass migration to supposedly improve the economy, even though Canada has an unemployment rate near 8%. What do you think these people are going to do? He wants to bring in all these migrants who are going to be more and more dependent upon the government. I'm asking you. I'm not trying to tell you. I'm asking you, where do you think this leads? They said, the behavior of Trudeau's government in the past year is yet another global example of the dangers of government becoming over-involved in the decision and lives of citizens. Powers assumed by the government in times of crisis are rarely given away voluntarily when they've outlived their usefulness. Ending such powers will require pushback, and fed-up Canadians are making that clear now. Well, it's not just fed-up Canadians. It's fed-up Finnish. It's fed-up Londoners. It's fed-up French. French. It's fed-up everybody. Germans, they are riding all over the country, all over the world. Luxembourg. In Belgium, I'm telling you, go Google COVID or COVID riots, coronavirus riots. And you know what you'll find? What comes up initially? They'll give you statistics about they. Google will try to tell you like that these don't exist. Your first three or four entries will be, oh, here's where you can get the vaccine, and here's where you can do this with the COVID, blah blah blah. But look further, and you know what you get? You get the riots. You get all the locations. You got to keep scrolling because Google doesn't want to let you know that this is where all this is happening. But it's happening all over the world. And this game that's being played, because this reset that wants to make government the centralized thing where people believe the government is paying their bills, that's what's happening. But it's being pushed back, thankfully.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I was thinking about the idea that, you know, I come on the radio and you're exposing your life and much of the time, because years ago a radio guy told me, a guy that was over a radio station, he said, Kevin, he goes, what do you talk about? I go, oh, I talk about news and all that stuff. He goes, no, radio is about your life. And I went, really? He goes, yeah. He goes, radio's about your life. He goes, yeah, there's news and stuff that comes up, but it's really, how does it interact? How does it intersect with you, right? And I was like, yeah, I guess you're right, because it's my opinion about what's going on. And so you start infusing your life into the thing, how you grow up and, you know, when you went to college and when you had jobs and stuff like that. And I get all the time, I get some very, very, I don't know how to put it, but people that served in the Trump administration and stuff like this, they listen to the show. And periodically they call me and say, man, you knocked it out of the park. And they explain what they like about the show. I don't get a whole lot of dislike, even though one lady said I laugh too much. She said that years ago. I still laugh a lot. I just find stuff funny. It tickles me, and I'm not going to fake it. I'm not going to, oh, that was very funny. Or, that was funny. It might, you might find this humorous. I'm not that dude. I'm going to laugh. When it's funny to me, I'm going to laugh. And if I laugh too much, I don't care. Anyway, got me off track there, lady. So, you know, but the point to all of this is that you're putting your life out there. And so you better be telling the truth is what I'm getting at. Because I'll give you an example. One of my former regional managers, Andy, he writes to me. He participates in what we're doing. I used to joke with him that he had his trophy wife, Liz, who he's still with, two beautiful daughters. And he was my regional manager for one of my biggest product lines when I was in when I was a manufacturer's rep. I worked for a company. And Andy knows if I'm lying, and he keeps in contact. You know, he's even become a member of PolitiChatter. He's joined the social media site, and I told him, hey, if it cashes out correctly, you'll leave some money to the grandkids. And he sent me a note back. Yep. His daughter, one of his daughters, Andrea, contacted me, said, hey, thanks for mentioning my dad. But the reason why I'm mentioning him again and why I mentioned the donors and people like that is this is my life. I got a buddy of mine. He's one of my martial arts friends. I want him to call the show. We talk all the time. I was like, man, you ought to call the show and talk about some of the things we used to do. You know, when we used to go fight and stuff like that. He's like, man, I need to. I'm going to call the show. But he hasn't done it. One time I was doing a show for Fox, back when I was with Fox. And one of my buddies I hadn't talked to in probably 15 years since he and I worked together as engineers at Texas Instruments. And we hadn't talked to each other in a long time, and he called the show. He heard me, and he called the show, and we've been in touch ever since. We've been on 3 golf trips together. He came to my wedding in Sedona. I mean, we never lost step, even though, and we were good friends, but we lost track of one another. But what's funny about him in particular was I tell my boys a story about jumping up to hit my head on a I don't remember. I think the ceiling was like 7 feet 6 inches in this room where we trained. And Gary was the one who saw me double jump. And I'm not going to explain it, but I did something that defied the laws of physics. And I would tell my kids this story, and they were like, I don't believe you, Dad. I don't believe you. And Gary met up with us one time, and he goes, and I said, hey, Gary, do you remember that time in the dojo? And he goes, oh my gosh. And he starts telling the story. And I'm looking at my kids going, see? You know, because your kids think you're lying. They think, oh, Dad, you're just trying to make yourself better. No, I don't need to embellish. I had a pretty decent life. But anyway, my point to all of it is that I have friends from Brady High School that have called the program. I know they listen. I have friends from MMA. The Marine Military Academy. I have my martial arts buddies. I have, I've never got a chance to go meet with Dan in China because he was running a series of schools over there. He's back in the States, but he listens to the program. He's in the Martial Arts Hall of Fame and on and on. The point I'm making is I got to deliver you the goods. There are people out there going, you didn't do that. You didn't do that. You know, when I talk about designing supercomputers, I know there are friends of mine out there who know that I started out at Flexible Computer Corporation as a tech. And then, they know my engineering career. People know my sales career. They know my management consulting career. So you got to be delivering the goods. But here's the problem. Leftists don't think that way. Leftists think that they can put whatever they want out there and people will believe it. Look at Joe Biden. This dude is the biggest liar on the planet. He's lied about practically every good piece of legislation that's been sponsored. Of course, Joe Biden sponsored. Joe Biden was the best student, the best athlete, the most brilliant mind. He could outdo anybody in push-ups or sit-ups or one-arm leg jumping. Joe Biden will eclipse you. He's that dude. And he's a pathological liar. Most of the people in power today are pathological liars. They pad their resumes. They won't tell you the truth about themselves. Who they are and who they represent themselves to be to you are so far from each other that you might as well just say what they present is a lie. You might as well just say that. Joe Biden presents himself as a stately, educated dude. He's a buffoon. He's a Mr. Magoo. And they know it. Barack Obama makes himself out to be this cool, suave, whatever you want to call it. He is nothing from it. He is the most insecure person you would ever meet. And he wants to cover it with this idea of what he wants you to think he is. And I could go on. I went to Harvard. I did this. It's all smoke and mirrors. Once somebody determines this is who I want to be something, it doesn't. They get into Harvard, they could be the dumbest person in Harvard. David Hogg, good example. I talked about the Hogg the other day. Gets into Harvard, can't run a business. I'm going to go back to activism. Oh, you can't do both? No, he can't. And he can't do either one of them well. But Harvard's going to let this guy out. So they're going to make him, he's going to graduate with honors, even though he barely got in. He's an affirmative action white boy. And he's affirmative action because he toed the line. He did all the right things. They're liars. Here's Veritas talking with CNN.
I think we got him through the term. You know, sure shots of him jogging. Him in aviator shades and like you paint him as a young geriatric.
We were creating a story there that we didn't know anything about. I think that's probably it.
I think what we did, we got from that. I am 100% convinced, and I 100% believe it, that if it wasn't for CNN, I don't know that Trump would have gotten voted out.
Our focus was to get Trump out of office, right? Without saying it, that's what it was, right? So our next thing is going to be for climate change awareness.
Do you think it's going to be just a lot of fear? Climate.
Yeah, fear sells. Fear sells.
No one ever says those things out loud, but it's obvious.
For years, we've heard that CNN is the most trusted name in news, but a CNN director is on tape telling us that their propaganda, helping a certain political candidate, employees admitting what we've always known to be true.
Trump his hand was shaking or whatever. He brought in so many medical people to all tell a story that it is all speculation. That he was neurologically damaged, that he was losing it, he's unfit to whatever. We were creating a story there that we didn't know anything about.
I think there's just a COVID fatigue. So whenever a new story comes up, they're going to latch onto it. They've already announced in her office that once the public will be open to it, we're going to start focusing mainly on climate. It's going to be our focus. Our focus was to get Trump out of office, right? Without saying it, that's what it was, right? So our next thing is going to be for climate change awareness. Head of the network,
Zucker,
yeah.
Climate change is going to be the next COVID thing for CNN. We're gonna hone in.
Our focus was to get Trump out of office, right? Without saying it, that's what it was.
And that's the question, Mr. Zucker. Why is it so important to hide the truth of what you're really trying to do?
Well, so what Project Veritas did there is they validated what we all know. It makes us feel good because we get it on record. I don't know where it's going to go. I'm happy that James and Project Veritas exist, but I still ask myself, where's it going to go? What's it going to accomplish? They propped up Biden. They made him an acceptable geriatric. He used that term, geriatric. They tried to torpedo Trump. Then they say fear sells. Climate change is next. Well, I give you Wu Flu. What do you think they're doing with you on that?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.